Sunshine Senior. My name is Hina. I am your keeper, and these are my players. Hello, players.
Hello.
Hi. Oh, shit, I'm animated. Hello.
Was that aggressive enough for you?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Need more aggression.
Ah, sorry.
Wait, hang on. Aggression.
Aggression. Be aggressive.
Aggressive.
Hello, everyone. I don't know why, but I want to play this song while we talk about everything. Hi. How's it going? Welcome in. We're back at it again at Krispy Kreme. Let's talk about things. So, first sort of, we gotta go through the order as we always do. And first is announcements, then introductions, and then what happened last time. Announcement-wise, thank you everybody so much for helping us out with Pride Never Dies. Prizes are still being kind of, like, situated. So if you've won a prize, congrats. If you haven't, come back next year. Or I might do something earlier. I never know with my own charity stuff. But we raised $600 for the Trans Lifeline. Look at us Woo! Go. That's fantastic. So thank you everyone so much for hanging out with us and enjoying those chaotic times. Those VODs are going to be on YouTube soon. So you can check that out when that's available. And I'll, of course, post links wherever you can find me. You can also follow me on social media. I am currently on... I'm calling it Twitter because I won't call it the other word. You can find me on Twitter. Or you can find me on Blue Sky at, well, now I have two different usernames. Shit! You can find me on Twitter at Hina Squirrel. But on Blue Sky, I actually got my username, so you can find me at GM Hina. That's nice.
You're not on Blue Sky?
I'm on Blue Sky!
Oh, lucky.
I had friends who were like, you want a code? I was like, yes, please! So,
oh, you got that code. You got that hookup.
I got the hookup, girl.
Okay. Someday I'll join her. Someday.
One day I'll have referral codes to give my friends. One day.
Hey, hand them out like you're making it rain. Just saying.
Anywho.
But it's digital. I don't know how to do that.
I'll just do this move and like pretend. Just pretend.
Shut up and take my Bitcoin? I don't know.
No. None of that. We don't do crypto here. Anywho, you could also go to my Discord. Our Discord is a wonderful community filled with amazing precious beings who love many different things like tabletop, video games, art, and more. If you'd like the link to that Discord, use exclamation point Discord in the chat if you're in my live stream currently. If you're listening to the podcast recording, sorry, you can find it on Twitter if you want. But use exclamation point Discord in the chat, click on the link, go pick a role, and come chat with us. Most of my players are there. It'd be fun to see you and talk about things about, you know, secrets that I won't tell the players. Anywho, that's really it for announcements. More to be soon. Actually, one more. Sorry. My birthday's next month, and I'm gonna have a celebration stream.
Birthday!
I didn't get to have it last year, so I'm having that celebration stream this year because everything
birthday.
Hit the fan last year. So we're gonna have a birthday stream. So more details on that will be on my Twitter and as well as my on my Discord. So if you wanna go check that out. And you know, my birthday's on the 6th. Of September. Anywho. Which is Wednesday, I think. So I'm gonna have to... Well, actually, it won't be on my birthday because we'll be playing Willbridge on my birthday, which is wild. So that'll be fun. Look, y'all get to spend time with me on my birthday! That's exciting.
That's funny, I'm doing that anyway.
That's the gift to me, I TPK you all. Is that what
Do
you're
we
saying,
have
Sammy?
A choice? Oh,
no. Well, it's been swell,
Happy
guys.
Happy birthday, Hina! We're all gonna die.
I mean, who knows how far? Who knows what will happen at that point? If you want to learn more about that, join my Discord or follow me on Twitter. I won't call it the other thing. Anywho, now we go into introductions. I always start with myself. My name is Hina. I am the Keeper, and I've been doing this for 5 years now. I'm hopelessly in love with tabletop, and I'm very thankful I get to share with all of my friends and all of you. Moving into my strange ex of friends. It's not even a rectangle anymore. I don't know what to call it anymore. I'm doing the best I can. Moving into my ex of friends, we're gonna start with Dan.
Hi guys, I'm Dan, aka Danian Senpai. You can find me on I'll call it Twitter also still. Twitter, Threads, TikTok, Twitch, at Danian Senpai. I'm also the lead producer at the NGP Productions. You guys have made Willbridge Heart our most popular show by far. Thank you guys so much. Over 10,500 downloads and counting. Holy crap, we're going to make it to 300 episodes very soon. So, wow. 300 episodes.
That's awesome.
Oh, man.
We're too powerful.
Jesus, I know.
Can I catch up?
If you listen to that once a week, you still catch up in like maybe...
Oh, in less than a year.
Once
a week? No, about 6 years.
Once a day.
I thought you said once a day.
Oh, once a day. Yeah, we'll definitely make
there
it.
There you go.
We'll see you in 5 years.
Okay.
Can I play Iggy? I forgot to mention that last part.
That's all good. Continue on, my little ex of friends. We're going to go to Akayue.
Hey, I'm an extra. An extra friends. Hi, everyone. I'm Akayue. I stream over at twitch.tv/Akayue when I finally feel like it. Over here, I play Lorelei.
All right. Continuing around my ex of friends, next we have Andy.
I am Andy, and really, you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at AndyG8100, and I do plan on posting things soon, so if you follow me on Instagram, definitely I had to indulge in my hobby a little bit to bring myself some mental peace recently, I am going to start posting some pictures of that, and then... Let's see, I really just play here, though, with my friends, these people who I love and have played with for, obviously, a very long time now, and, except
and we'll
for
continue
Snowy,
to do so.
Who is my new friend, who I already love playing with, and so we will be playing together for many years to come, I'm sure, and...
He doesn't even have a choice anymore.
You don't have a choice anymore. I just said that, and you're signed in.
Oh my god!
And then, let's see, I am playing Cecily, who is a hot, like, H-A-W-T, hot-headed heroine in heels.
I know it's not Pride Never Dies, but I have to. That was fantastic.
That was beautiful.
I had to
that was beautiful.
It. I know it's, and I'm sorry, podcast listeners, if I speak.
It's also backwards. You gotta do it again.
I have to do it again. Podcast warning! There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
There's your weekly fan ASMR.
Yeah, there you go. I you know what, podcast listeners, I'm sad that you don't get any sort of like love sometimes. So I have to just snap a fan for y'all. There you go. Moving on, my ex of friends, next we have Snowy.
Hello, I am Snowy Tequila on Twitch and the Twitters. I play Trixie, Agent M.
Yeah. And last but certainly not least, we have Sammy, who is in potato mode.
It's like emergency potato mode. Hi everyone, I'm Sammy. I go by Sammy Bear on Twitch and Arcane Venom on Twitter. And on Hit Record. If you want to check out my music, my writing, and voice acting bits, go to hitrecord.org/users/arcanevenom, all one word. And I play A.
Nice. And also, I love how we also like have to kind of like look at the camera when we call it Twitter. It's Twitter.
Mm-hmm. It's Twitter. We have a Twitter of friends here.
Yes, a Twitter of friends, if you will. All right. With that, let's talk about what happened last time. Now, here's the thing, and I want to be very clear with you all, because... I gave you a lot of bonuses last week, and we couldn't use them. So I've held on to them. I wrote on a sticky note just for you. You're welcome. So the bonuses are still there. You have 2 lucky bump ups that will be available for your next rolls. But who would like to share what happened last time for another lucky bump up?
I forgot. You got the lucky bump ups?
You got the lucky bump ups. Well, no, they're just general lucky bump ups. So
they're general lucky bump ups. Okay.
Oh, Andy?
Yeah.
Let's go, Andy. Ooh. Let's go.
So we met with the eyeball on the mask guy from the Oracle Foundation. What is his
Oculus.
Name?
Oculus. Cassius.
Their name's Cassius, yeah.
Cassius, thank you. And
I named him, I can't remember sometimes. My God.
Their name's Cassius, and he introduced us to, well, first and foremost, we were brought to the Foundation to kind of learn what happened with the Oculus Foundation and the Foundation itself and that rift there and how that happened, how that affected both, really, and why they are now back. And because technically Lilith is brinking on becoming a Harbinger, and so that's kind of their territory anyway, and they would have been connected if some family members didn't destroy that. But you know, you live and you learn.
We're looking
right?
at Jason's dad.
Yeah, right. Jason's dad eyeballs, who is my future ex-husband. I don't know why ex. Yeah, I'm sure something will happen.
What's with the drama here already?
Oh, in the recap.
Damn.
What's going to happen during the epilogue?
Do we need to drink some tea and talk about it? I feel like.
I mean, maybe Cecily's widowed. Who knows? But,
what scenario have you been writing for Cecily in your head?
Just going to sip some tea over here.
Cecily just wants to wear that widow robe, the really like long flowy robe.
Yeah, and then she's
go, like, stop telling everyone I'm dead.
She's gonna go find her werewolf knight. Her himbo werewolf knight.
Okay.
Or maybe Oberon. It's a toss-up.
That's that werewolf knight.
Anyway, back to the story.
Moving on.
Cecily is, well, they kind of get caught up on where everything is and why they're split. And then they were introduced to Agent M, who is Trixie, who is very bubbly, and she had a notebook, and everyone got an interview and questions. She had some questions to ask, and they were very pointed sometimes, very deep. Not what I was expecting. I was like, you know, how are you feeling about hell on earth? Like, where and graduation? Like, what are you gonna wear to prom? Like, you know.
What's your relationship with death?
What is your relationship with death?
When you get angry, do you hear voices?
Right, exactly. Like, do you think that you're popular?
Popular, but in a way that everyone does what you ask.
Or do you strive to be popular and not popular?
It's really weird, pointed questions.
Very pointed questions. And it was a lot of fun. We kind of just really got through all of the questioning. They introduced her to all of their comrades. I mean, everyone that we could really think of. But I don't think we finished. We left off, I think, at Cecily's house.
That is correct.
And they were kind of all chatting. Cecily got her questions. And then...
reunited with Archer.
Yes, Archer, the cat puppet, hopped over the wall and... So we got to kind of introduce them to
Trixie.
To Trixie, and then also the fact that this is kind of like our overseer, basically.
Yep. And then also Oberon did share with you all that something was happening with Elizabeth. And
Cecily said Delphi.
Yeah. When everyone asked all at once, or I believe Iggy asked Trixie how much she knew about all of that, and Trixie said, how much do you want to know? And that's where we ended the session. So, Cecily, you will get your lucky bump up. Well done. Well done.
Thank you.
Trixie
got a little sidetracked.
No, that's fine. Trixie met Jax, Trixie met Ethan, Trixie met Abby and Cecily, and Stella and a bunch of others. And
everyone.
Not everyone yet, but we're getting Julio. Close. There's a lot of NPCs in this game. And no, that's not my fault. Maybe.
Hey.
Anywho. With that, are we ready to dive in?
Yes.
Let's do it then. Let's play.
Yay.
So, you all are still outside at the poolside. While Trixie's expression went from a little bit more on the bubbly side before Oberon left to a little bit more on the serious side once asked how much she knew about Elizabeth in that situation. And we pick up right where we left off, where Iggy had asked, how much do you know? Trixie.
Yes.
We're going to rewind a little bit for you.
Oh, thank God.
I love rewinds. I love flashback scenes.
Trixie, we're going to start with you back at Oculus itself. New Visions University. You had been granted a file on each of these individuals. And your mission was a simple one for your first ever mission.
Yeah.
Your mission was to look into as many different possible omens as possible. a little bit more of a safer mission than the omens have, because you yourself are a mundane individual, but still an important job, an important task. You have done this task now for a while, I will say, and this is the biggest one you've had. Once the Foundation came out of hiding, you learned that a Harbinger was probably close to bursting. And that is not normally a job for someone who is mundane. Normally, that's the task for the omens to take effect. But Cassius approached you and asked you to meet with them in his office. And as you approached their office, Cassius gave you the files on all of these individuals. Cecily Kincaid, Iggy Bryan, someone named just A, otherwise known as Ash Mendoza, Lorelei Spiridula, and Annabelle Vega. And Cassius just looks towards you as you sit in his office and just kind of waits for you to absorb the information and waits to see what kind of questions you may have.
How do you like the cookies?
Oh, the cookies are delightful. As always. Cassius just smiles. You see the eye kind of like emote a little bit more happier.
I made them just for this occasion. Thank you so much for meeting with me.
Of course. Thank you for taking on such a task. I appreciate it wholeheartedly. Of course.
Anything for you. So I do have a couple of questions.
Of course.
All right. And she pokes out her notebook. Ready to write.
Mm-hmm. Ask away, my dear. Whatever you need, I will grant.
What does the A stand for? Is it just their first name?
So apparently this Ash Mendoza is not currently the one that was here prior. It's a very strange phenomena that we don't quite understand.
Okay, not quite understand, as she writes that down. It says here that he's a demon?
Yes.
Are these, like, the only profiles that she's been given?
Just for those, yes. Just okay. Those five for now.
And how old are they?
They are 17 to 18. Have not graduated high school just yet.
Oh, my goodness.
I know, a very awful way to graduate, isn't it? With an apocalypse right at the door.
Oh, no, I was just thinking about myself in high school at that time. I was a wild child.
I love her!
I would assume such. You seem the type. Not that that's an insult at all.
Oh, no, it's a compliment. Thank you. I'm still a little crazy. in a more subdued manner.
So here's the thing. With these individuals, there's something of a connection that I'm quite curious about. And then they will pull out five more files. These are their companions of sorts. You see one for Stella Newman, Abby Conley. You see one for Jason Elroy, as well as Archer Ross. I'm sorry, Ross Archer. Archer goes by their last name. And finally, Elizabeth. I forgot the last name currently. That's on me. I got it. Elizabeth Carter. When you look at these files, they all read originally mundane, which is not common.
Originally?
What does that mean? Towards you. It means that they were mundane, and they became, well, we don't know what they are now.
So we have no idea.
And then they will pull out images, pictures of different things. When everyone's companions' powers all went haywire. Stella becoming a being of stars and floating shapes. Abby becoming a large grim, a massive black wolf of night sky. And Elizabeth becoming an all-powerful witch. As well as Archer looking more and more like Cassius, surprisingly.
Huh. That's unusual. Is it? Huh. So they were mundane. They were just normal kids.
Correct.
And now they're not.
Correct.
With no background whatsoever.
There is slight background, and then they will move the file towards you with Elizabeth on there. This one here absolutely was something more, but not quite to the level they are now. She was a witch in a coven that was right outside this town. Apparently, they had an idea that she was to be a vessel.
Hmm.
We believe that she might be this next harbinger.
See, I would have thought that it would be like, you know, like, what's that one show from the early 2000s? Oh, goodness gracious. Uffy, the Vampire Slayer, the Sunnyvale, Sunny whatever, like that. I thought it was like, you know, it's the something in the town making them like this.
It is, but it also it isn't at the same time. Gosh. The realm of Wildbranch is a strange construct. It was created off of a lie that one individual, one Everett Middleton, used against an individual known as Catherine. This individual was made into a god, using only mundane means. How they got those means, I have no idea. It still baffles the mind. They just kind of lean forward as they, like, think about how they're going to phrase the next part. And then they sit back. That individual now has moved to this one, and they will push Ross Archer towards you. Catherine has given this power to this individual, who is attached to, and he'll push Annabelle's file, this individual. The strange key factor, of course, is that all of these individuals are attached to these main five.
Is this like a thing where the history is going to repeat itself in a way? It feels very, very, like I'm in an episode or something.
It's possible. It's, again, though, I don't know quite what happened in the history. While you are working with this mission, I will be, of course, working with the Foundation closely to understand exactly what's going on. However, the number one thing that we are currently aware of is that this individual, points towards Elizabeth File, has the most potential to be this harbinger.
Has the most potential, but from what you're saying, this Ross Archer fellow person may also?
That's the perhaps? Biggest thing. Well, all of these companions have the capability to be harbingers. How did that happen? How did the mundane become omens? And that's what I would like you to look into. What do you think? You think you're up to the task?
You've done a lot for me you've done a lot for me personally and also with my career. I really want to help you. I want to help these kids. Because that's very confusing.
Very confusing indeed. So will you take on the task?
Tell me again how much you like my cookies.
I love your cookies.
Aw, thank you. Of course I'll do it. Of course.
A woman after my own heart.
I feel like I wouldn't be here if I wasn't going to take the job.
Of course. But it's only gentlemanly to ask. Then.
Oh, you're a perfect gentleman.
Well, thank you. And they just kind of smile towards you and you see another eyeball just appear and then they wink towards you. And then we move now to this current time where you have been asked by this group of teenagers, how much do you know? And I will allow them to ask any question, and I will let you know if you do or do not know that.
Hello. Trixie.
Huh?
You've been staring blankly for like 5 minutes.
Well, you haven't asked me any questions. How much did would just you ask like a to question. Know? And I asked a question with your question.
Oh.
How much would you like to know?
There's a rest group. Is everything out of the question?
Let me consult my notebook. And my earpiece, you know?
I mean, for the most part, you don't know everything. That's a given. Part of your job is to figure out what the fuck these connections are, why these five that are associated with these five are now omens. But you do know the fact that, one, those five companions are omens. How they became omens, that's not an odd. And of course,
Iggy, I'm gonna tell you this right now. I don't know everything, but maybe we can shoot a shot and we'll find out.
Right.
What would you like to know? I'll
go first. And again, why all the questions? Then what are you trying to find out?
All the questions. Okay. Well, there are these things out in the world called omens. Mainly these kinds of individuals have the power to bring up.
Does that have to do with the Harbinger thing?
It's a little
that your
hard for me to
about?
Tell you because what? I'm sorry?
Is this about the Harbinger thing your boss told us about?
Yeah.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. They all have the potential to become harbingers of the apocalypse and end the world. I don't know about you, but I'd really like to be a part of this world a little bit longer.
And what, you think us five... Wait, 1, 2, 3, 4. Yep. No, correct, Iggy. I just didn't realize I said that also. And you think us five have that potential?
No, not you guys. Certain individuals, yes.
Is anyone else want to ask questions? Because I feel like I'm the only one talking right now.
We're at a pool, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, where'd you... Oh!
Hey, it's...
Kerplush!
Kerplush. Hey, it's
I mean, they just went right in.
Yep. Yeah, everywhere.
I'm sorry if you can hear that. That's my sugar glider saying that.
Oh my god, you have a dog, Cecily? Cecily?
Right. Oh yeah, we rescue
at least 20 of them.
We rescue purebreds.
Oh my god, they rescue purebreds. What?
That is the most flex I've ever heard.
Wow.
What?
You rescue purebreds.
Primarily greyhounds when they're done with the person.
That's
why
so
is
kind
that one blinking
of...
independently?
Yeah, do you guys have questions? Because I don't want to be the only one talking right now.
I have a lot of questions, actually. So you think that we can become these Harbinger things?
No, not you five.
Who then?
Who then? Exactly. Yeah, who?
All right.
I'm sorry. All of my animals are talking right now. I feel like I'm like, everyone be quiet right now.
So we have a few leads, and I just wanted to kind of meet everyone and kind of know where they're at. That's why I was asking such bizarre questions. Because with those types of questions that might lead to more... It's just investigating on my end. That's all that I do. And I report back to my boss, and then And then Julio talks with the boss too. Anyway,
you didn't really answer our question. Who did you suspect about being harbingers?
Elizabeth. Miss Elizabeth.
His eyes go wide at that.
I know. It might sound a little hard to hear that one of your friends might potentially be this harbinger.
I feel like Cecily's like, yeah, that tracks, actually.
Yeah, no, that definitely tracks.
Oh, it tracks?
I mean, we know a lot of powerful people, so...
Yeah.
See, the thing is
that... I think
you're
hiding more.
And I don't mean to. It's just that I don't want to accidentally say something that is wrong, and then... then it would snowball from there, you understand? So there's also Ross Archer.
Archer will look up, what?
Hi, buddy.
Apparently, you're an apocalypse risk.
Oh, no.
You're a walking catastrophe.
Stop. Archer just glares towards you.
I'm mentally hoping that Lorelai pushes A back into the pool.
She does.
And anyone else?
What else?
Trixie, you remember the names? Stella Newman.
Stella Newman.
Abby Conley.
Abby Conley.
And Jason Elroy.
Jason Elroy. Yeah.
Oh.
All of our connections.
Yeah. See, the thing is that it's a little unusual for people who haven't had any powers or have any kind of background in magical powers or any kind of powers whatsoever, and then just kind of sprout magic all over the place. It's very unusual, and we're trying to figure that out.
It kind of causes like,
I mean, none of those people are people that I would look at and be like, yep, yeah, definitely apocalypse potential.
And
not many them, are.
I don't think really any of them started as mundane. The only one that comes to mind is maybe Abby, really.
And Jason.
And before this whole thing kind of was Archer, kind of you were kind of Archer.
Well, see, that's why I asked these... Go ahead. I'm sorry. You go ahead, Mr. Archer.
Archer just, like, nods. I mean, you also have to consider what we learned from the Foundation. Mundane, and Oberon, too. Mundane does not just mean regular person. It just, it's a level of magic or ability. Mundane can be also those that are awakened or can see that or know they are not from this world, I guess, where Stella comes from. But... I don't know if Stella's species of alien can become a harbinger.
I mean, was that on your file too? That technically Stella is sort of kind of almost like half alien?
That was in your notes, Trixie.
Yeah, we know that too.
Oh, okay, so. And you're here to just find out what? Are they at risk? Are they risks?
Yeah, pretty much.
So far, what is your assessment?
Personally, if I really look at my notes and go through everything, all of you are very lovely individuals. You all are very nice, very kind-hearted, and you care a lot about one another. I mean, you cared enough to introduce me to them and to make me feel so welcome. And
well, meanwhile, what's actually in our notes is hurdy hurdy hurdy, we're pillars, blah blah blah.
What?
But they were just
Sammy's being an asshole.
Some stupid doodle in the corner.
Yeah.
I do have a few doodles. I put little hots next to all of you. And from what, I'm just going to say it outright, I really feel like there could be something with Miss Elizabeth and also with you, Mr. Archer. But I mean, these things, it's not like you're intentionally trying to be like this, you know? Magic is very wild.
So what now?
Cecily, I'm going to move to you just for a second. With the discussion of the potential of all of your companions being harbingers, the Foundation, of course, knew back before everything happened that there would only be the Overseer, which is what currently Archer is. However, Archer has, of course, shared their magic with the five of you, Annabelle, right. You, A, Lorelai, and Iggy. With that, their ability to become, of course, omens would have to rely on you all. Because while they may have had powers prior, they were not the levels that they were when everything started going awry.
Right.
Because there was the moment, of course, where Stella became the apocalypse of her kind, the space creature. Abby became the large grim, and Elizabeth became the all-powerful witch. And even with Jason in the Foundation became an all-seeing eye individual who had a potential up the wazoo, which was not something he was supposed to have. His power was not meant to be that large. His power was meant to just be able to observe.
Okay.
So with that case, with what Trixie is telling you, there is something in Will Branch that is making this exponentially more dangerous. And it's one of the things the Foundation is still trying to figure out. And it sounds like it's even more so important than it had been prior.
And would Cecily know all of that from being in the Foundation?
I think so, mostly because during your time when you stayed with Jason, you were training very much with Jason so that you could learn all of these things. Now that you are Jason's basic right-hand man, there would be things you have to know about the ongoings within the Foundation. So you are a point of contact within this kind of means.
So I feel like Cecily then at that point will say, no, you're right. Thinking back on it, like, we have this, and kind of list what they all became. And she's like, and it's something the Foundation has been looking into, what is causing this to happen in people. And my thoughts are kind of, so when we were fighting the many hand monster, I reached into the ley lines and I found those threads. And so if they've gotten into the ley lines, then maybe it's everywhere. Maybe that it's corrupting the water, the food, everything that around us, the air. And maybe that's what's causing it. If Lilith is close to being a harbinger and the red threads belong to her, then her very presence could be poisoning us. Right? So is that Lilith crazy?
Basically, are you suggesting that Lilith is probably like weakening the town to prepare for her arrival?
Maybe she doesn't even know she's doing it.
Archer will kind of think for a moment. I mean, it's possible. It's not improbable. I mean, there's also the door that Oberon talked about. How that's getting more powerful, but how you all have been getting those other individuals to our side, the Fae, the undead. Maybe we're holding her back, but maybe part of her magic is still slipping in.
And you said possibly it's...
It got into the light. I mean, yeah.
Should we go see her?
we should go see Elizabeth, yes. But isn't there something about Elizabeth not being meant for this timeline?
Part of this timeline?
Like,
well,
I believe that was A.
Was it A?
Yeah.
It was Ash.
Ash isn't supposed to be part of this. This timeline is supposed to have... And then Archer will look towards Trixie. It's complicated, but as the Overseer, I can look over many different possibilities and have different instances of how of there being a million other versions of you or a million other versions of Iggy. It's hard to explain, but in one of those timelines, Ash sacrificed himself. And because of that, in this timeline, Ash technically didn't exist, but A took his place. That's why he's technically Ash Mendoza.
Huh.
It's complicated.
Yeah, let's not think about it.
Yeah, to be honest, even I still don't fully get it.
Yeah, sorry, not to distract. I thought maybe that had something to do with it. If the timeline's fractured, maybe that's why she's able to or weakened somehow. I don't know. I'm just spitballing here.
I think spitballing's all we have right now.
You know, if I may, does Trixie know anything like about time travel?
About possibilities?
Yeah.
I think so. I think Oculus had looked into possibilities, of course. Possibilities being alternate timelines or alternate universes of sorts. There are omens that do have access to things like that. Not common, though. Those that have usually access, those are omens that definitely need to be watched over. Because being able to jump from possibility to possibility can be devastating. Because if one apocalypse happens in a possibility, it'll happen across all possibilities. Because an apocalypse is still an apocalypse.
So you know, you're a good one. You can see it through those possibilities.
Yeah.
I believe that might be why, like, you might be a... Not, I don't want to say suspect, but... Of this, Mr. Archer.
Right, Archer just nods a little bit. No, I get it.
It's very uncommon.
Yeah, that's what my mentor told me. Archer just kind of like looks downward a little bit. Being tricked into becoming a god is usually not a very common thing, I think.
So, are you okay?
What?
Archer, are you okay?
Archer just nods. Yeah, no, I'm fine. Everything's just a little... I haven't had my body in, like, at least 3 months now. I think. Has it been 3 months?
Don't put in times here. We don't try to talk about a timeline.
I hate talking about timelines. All right.
I don't know. So that's my working thought process on all of this.
I mean, there's definitely a consequence to having possibilities opened. And perhaps maybe having all those possibilities open may have fucked something up. And it was probably been fucking things up before I got Overseer powers. Probably Catherine's time.
Yep. Yeah. That would explain a lot.
I mean, magic always has a cost.
Oh, yeah. Right? I mean, as far as it goes, let's talk about the nitty-gritty of what happened. Everett Middleton wanted to make a town, made a town, decided to make a god, wanted to steal those gods' powers, tricked an individual into taking them on first so that in case they died, he would know that he would be safe. Love of her life died. She took revenge.
Recruiting Love to kill Everett, and yeah, okay.
And then that curse now... Well, the curse was originally just for Everett, but then perhaps it was the case of having all those possibilities opened that may have exasperated it.
And now Lilith wants to finish the job and destroy this town.
Right. But maybe she's so powerful that she won't just destroy this town.
I mean, it seems like, according to Trixie, Warbranch has this weird energy going about that seems very appealing to Lilith. No pressure for the upcoming apocalypse, then.
Oh, Archer just kind of sighs.
That still doesn't explain what we should do next, then. I got nothing. Lorelai, you're smarter than me. Any ideas?
Why are you looking at me?
Time to pass the book.
I just said it, you're smarter than me.
I mean, yes, I am. But you're talking about apocalypse.
Mm-hmm. And the fact that all of our friends, our dear, dear friends, none yes. more, are potentially bringers of the upset apocalypses. Apocalypse?
But it's also not their fault. And so,
that being said,
if this is something that's happening to them, is that to say that it's something that can be undone? Like a antidote?
Mm-hmm. You're asking the wrong person here.
Trixie, for you, just so you know, with this, with that question, that's Oculus's whole motive, is to help return Harbingers to Omen status where they can be safer.
So, something really cool about Oculus is it's kind of like a rehabilitation.
For so Omen. You're asking us
to go to rehab? To rehab.
No. Of course, it's never forced unless you know the world's on stake,
which is kind of is and kind of risk.
Look, if it was going to be, I'm not going to lie to you. This is a very big case, but if it was anything larger or anything more threatening, I would not be here. It would be handled to the Omens. Of Oculus that handle that. They have more training, if you say.
Ah. Okay. Maybe we should check on Elizabeth, just in case. What do you think, guys?
I'm really good with throwing shoes. I know that for sure, but, you know, being, you know, in there in the fight, I can't do it sometimes.
I mean, we're pretty used to facing impossible odds, so I think you're in good company.
Oh, I have no doubt.
In fact, you can always call Julio for backup.
Julio.
Julio, what answer? What?
Don't you what me.
I'm busy.
You know what? I'm busy too, doing my job. We're both doing our jobs.
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
I'm moving furniture.
Meanwhile, we're still having the outside this conversation.
Because I've been asked to. It's my job.
Your job is not to move furniture. It's to
right
be my
now,
man here.
It is.
This will help me kill a freaking Thane.
You know what?
What do you
What
need?
Are you moving? Do you need help?
No. What do you want?
Okay. I just want to make sure that I'm able to communicate with you.
What do you mean?
At any time during the day.
Yes!
Day, nighttime, afternoon, afternoon tea, 11.
I get off at 8 p.m. That is the time where you cannot reach
What about
me.
Holidays?
Holiday. I need you here.
Trixie, holidays. What do you want?
I just want to make sure that you're there.
He hangs up.
Dang it. He's gonna be there for me. Don't worry. Julio's there. Oh, don't worry. I have a backup line. I have his mother's phone number. She'll get him for me.
Oh, fucking God.
As you all head on your way towards where Elizabeth is, we're gonna take our first break.
Yeah, we were just walking and just listening to.
Yeah, to the ones that have one side. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. We'll be back in about 10 minutes. Go get a drink, go get a snack, whatever you need. We'll be right back. I want you to know that.